Hello. The word summer has many connotations. Most of them come from those golden days of our childhood. For we remember beaches and donkey rides and sunshine. We remember trampling across heather-clad hills, boating on calm lakes and sunshine. We remember the picturesque villages we used to stay in, bring to mind family picnics, and we never forget the sunshine. However, these are rather selective memories, since we know just fine that beaches were often windswept and bordering stormy seas, hills and waterways were cloaked in rain and insects, and sand would get in our sandwiches. Even in summer then, the sun did not always shine. Moreover, with maturity and experience of life, we realise there can even be winter days in the height of summer. We know that summer will not last forever, and we are all too aware that ahead will be changing seasons, sudden showers, times of gloaming towards sunset. Yet today we can still celebrate summer. Today we can recall the words of the psalmist and give thanks for his creation of summer. We can give thanks for this period when the world seems warm, enjoyable, and so full of opportunities, but above all, we sing out in this easy season because we have a God unmatched shoes. You see, a man commissioned a picture of the prodigal son. The artist went to work fervently, labouring to produce a picture worthy of telling that famous story. Finally, the day came when the picture was complete and he unveiled the finished painting. The scene had been set outside the father's house and it showed the open arms of each, as they were just about to meet and embrace. The man who commissioned the work was well pleased and was prepared to pay the painter for his efforts when he suddenly noticed a detail that he had missed before. Standing out above everything else in the scene was the starkly apparent fact that the father was wearing one red shoe and one blue shoe. He was incredulous. How could this be that the painter could make such an error? He asked the painter, and the artist simply smiled and nodded and reassuringly said, "Yes, this is a beautiful representation of the love of God for his children." "What do you mean?" the buyer asked, puzzled. The father in this picture was not interested in being colour coordinated or fashion conscious when he went out to meet his son. In fact, he was in such a hurry to show his love for his son, he simply reached and grabbed the nearest two shoes he could find. He is the God of the unmatched shoes. That's then why we truly give thanks to God this changeable day. It is because in Christ Jesus he is rushing towards us no matter what the season is. In summer he celebrates with us no matter how we are dressed. In autumn he holds us tightly without concern for his dignity. And in winter? In winter, well, he carries us more than a mile in our own shoes.